Vayter in Shas. We are above Mitzia Dav Chav Zion, picking up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zokta Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Af Hasimla Haisa Bechlal Kol Elu. Even the Simla, Simla is a garment, is included in all of these things. Says Rashi, Begamar Mefarsh, so going to explain what in the world is going on over here. V'lom Yod says, why is it that it goes out and says, say it out straight out? Says the Pasuk, V'chein ta'asil l'chamoro, you have to go and return, right? You have to return to the donkey, V'chein ta'asil l'chamoro, similar, V'chein ta'asil l'cholav v'nisachicha. Asher tov b'rimenu matzasa lo sucha l'salim, you can't go out and hide yourself from it. So why does it spell it out if it's including everything? L'hakesh aleh, it's coming to make a hekesh. L'om l'cha to tell you, mas it's just like a similar something which is miyuchad, right? Rashi says lama yatzel v'chein tassel v'chein tassel. Stam simla yesh pa simen v'chein simla yesh la baylim tovin osa shlo nasis ela bidei adam v'lo basman hefker. Right. So just like it has something which is very clear, sheish pa simanim v'yesh la tovin, it has a simen on it, and there's people that are going to be toveya that's what it is. Right, because this is they don't come just out of random stuff, and therefore someone's going to go out and going ask for it. Af kol davar sheish bo siman v'yesh lo tovim, so to anything that has such a thing, that's when you have to go and announce it. Rashi says lemeute midi diadinim beidim yaish, to be mamay, something that for sure someone's going to give up hope. So af kol davar sheish bo siman v'yesh lo tovim, chayv la'achus, you have to go and you have to announce, as opposed to those type of things. Says the Gemara, may bechlal kol elu, what's included in all of these things? Amar Rava, bechol. It means that it's included in all the things of the lost objects over here. Right when it says that. So Amarava Lamali the Kasva Khmana, Shor, Chamor, Sev, Simla. Why'd I have to go and spell out each one of these things? Right? She says, Lo Tira es Shor, Achicha, Oseo. V'chein tasa l'chamor, v'chein tasa samaso. The pasuk says, "Lo tiras shoro archicha seo nitch dachem esatamayim hashit v'nitchicha." Have to go and return it. Why are you spelling them out? Shrichi, we need to go out and we need to say them. The ikas v'chamana simla of the Torah would have just said the idea simla of your garment. Havin, I would have thought hani mila be'edim degufa. Then I would have said that this din over here, they have to go and you have to return it. That's when there are edim to the thing itself. V'simanim degufa, or where there's simon on the actual object, then you have to go ahead and to return it when he can go and bring a raya that it belongs to him. Aval chamor be'edim de'ukaf, but when it comes to chamor, the donkey, which you'll get of edim for the ukaf, which is the saddle, but not of the donkey itself. V'simanim de'ukaf, there's a simon on the ukaf itself. Eimel lo madjunale, I'm going to return the donkey himself. Therefore, it says the word chamor to tell you that fil chamor b'simanim de'ukaf, you can even return, you have to return the chamor, even if he just gives the simon of the ukaf of the actual saddle, but not it. Shor v'seh, the kosher chmona lovingly. Why does it say shor v'seh? Shor dafil legizas navo. It's coming to teach that even the shearings of its tail has to be given back. Rashi says shafilu sear shabasofa zanam yachser. Even though you have to go give it back, v'seh legizosav, and the lamb to the shearings also has to be returned as well. Frank the Gemara v'lichtu rachmona sear. Just right sear. The afilu gizas nava, which will tell you that even the shearings of the tail of this ox has to be given back. For koshkin sell gizosav, but obviously the shearings of the lamb has to be given back. Why do I have to write both? El amirava chamor debor. When it says the word donkey, chamor debor le Rabbi Yehuda v'sed da aveda le divrei kol kasha. This, my friends, is a beautiful throwback to Bava Kama Nun Dalid. We know that the pasuk over there says that v'chi yiftach ishbor, if someone opens up a pit, o ki yichra ishbor, or if someone goes and they dig, or they uncover a pit, they dig a pit, they uncover a pit, and he doesn't cover it up afterwards. V'lo yichasenu v'nafu sham ashor chamor, and ashor chamor fall in over there. Now, we learn that according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is a bit of a problem. The Chachamim say that when it says the word donkey over there, that only you're going to be chayav for things of animals that fall into this pit, but not for kalim that fall in. But Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says that no, even kalim you're going to be responsible for. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, why is the word chamor there? We don't know. It's a good question. It's extra. That's a bit of a difficult thing that it says the word chamor over there. Rashi says that chamor de bor le Rabbi Yehuda de mechayev on this ke kalim bebor kashila lemayasa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a question. Why is he even saying it there? Dilu rabbanan mibaylu. They need that shor velo adam chamor velo kalim. v'sed aveda, and the word seh, that's from the lamb, which is using for the word aveda, ledivrei hakol, according to everyone, kasha, it's a question. Like, why would it be that these things are over here? And in chenami, we don't know why it's there. So the gemara, v'ema leglalim hu da'asa. Let's say the reason why it says the word seh, which means lamb, let's say that that's talking about for the glalim. That the glalim is the chreft, you know, the fertilizer. Rashi says the glalim, the hachzer is glalav. The cuts of shore have a mina ki asa legizas navo asa of a glalim lo chashivi velo lehader cuts of achmana kor yisera l'se glalim. I say it means you need that in order to go and to return it to it. Without the word se, then we would say that you have to go and return the stuff that's the shearings of the tail of the ox. But we wouldn't know you have to return the chreft, which is not really value or anything. And therefore it says this word in order to say you have to return this also. Says the Gemara, no. Glalim afkur mafkar lo. When it comes to glalim, they're mafkar. Rashi says, l'mi shetarach bo, v'lo asakra l'rabinu, l'rabuyanu, de'ein lo tovenu. That's what's toveya this. Person who found that he gets to keep the chreft. Says the Gemara, v'dilma, maybe we know why. L'simanu hudasa. Maybe the word seh that's written over there has come to teach us this din of simanim, of a sign. We know that we have a question about, we're going to see in a minute, about whether simanim d'oraisa d'rabbanan. You know, you usually have edom come and tell you something, but is a siman alone enough to be able to take something? V'dilma simanim hudasa. D'ibayilan, we wanted to know, simanim d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? These things d'oraisa. Kasu achman and seh. Therefore, it says the word seh, that filu b'simanim ma'adrin to come and teach us that we return something even with the simon, even though we have no edom over there, and therefore the simanim daraisa, and then we seek straight up that simanim daraisa. That's what it's for. Says Gomar Amri mitikatani lehu tana lesimanim gabi simla. The fact that the Mishnah taught this along with that of the simla, Rashi says b'mastisa lemelav simanim simla bahadi tovim pshita ledesel lemasachriti yasas for something else. Vananu deloyadina mishamachi lo pshita lelekaman simanim miseh hilkachashilan. We don't know what it's there for. Let's read it again. Amri midikatani lutana l'simana gabi simla. Since it's teaching the ideas of the simanim with the simla, dikatani it says ma simla miyuchedes sheish ba simanim yesh atovim chayev lahachris. I've called over sheish ba simanim yesh lutovim chayev lahachris. Shma mina deseh lav l'simanim hudasa. It's not coming to teach us something to do with a seh. With a simanim. Therefore, we're left with, like we said, we don't know what to do with this word seh. We're not sure what it's there for. Tanu Rabbanan Asher Tovad. When it says in the pasuk Shetei Kriya Aveda, that says Rashi Asher Tovad. What was the pasuk? V'chein Tasa Lechamor, V'chein Tasa Lesimlas, V'chein Tasa Lechol Aveda Sachicha Asher Tovad Mimenu. There's lost from him. You have to give back to him. Prat La Aveda Sheim Ba Shava Pruta. This is excluding something which does not have a Shava Pruta. As we called an Aveda. But such a thing like that, it's not called even a Veda. Yehuda Amr, it says, Umatzasa, it says, and you have found it, that says in that Pasuk, Shetei, Rashi, Shetei, Kriya, Metzia, Prat, La, Veda, Shem, Shavapruta, excluding something which isn't a Shavapruta. My Bainayo, each one's learning from something else. Amar Abai, Mashmos, Darshavika, Bainayo, the way you understand the Psukim is the differences between them. That is, Mar, Nafka, Le, Measher Tovad, one, meaning Tanakama, learns out, the being memayit something less than a shavapruta from the words ashetova. I don't mind nafkalim v'tasa. They learned out from that word. Ulaman de nafkalim ashetova. The Tanakh says what? Hi v'tasa. My everyday. What's again with the word of my the word that says umatasa? Ahumi beile lichid rabnoi. He needs it for rabnoi. Rabnoi who said. Dam rabnoi umatasa daasya liyade lide. Lidei mashma. Rashi explains what that means is the asa lidei mashma v'afilu hachi achicha v'lo v'kochavim. We have a chiv to go and return money, something, a lost object from a Jew, but not from a guy. The pasuk tells us that v'chein ta'asa l'chol avidis achicha asher tovad mimenu umatzasa. So you go ahead and you have to go out of your way to go get it for a yid. Right, you get losuchalasaling, but with a guy, you don't have to. But maybe you would think that if you picked it up already, they'd have to give it to him. So he said no, because the pasuk says that shetovmenu umatzasa, which means that what v'afil achi achicha v'lo v'kuchav once it's in your hand. Ulamadet chashavidis kanani mutaris v'lo tema. Don't say ki im ut avedas kanani milachar chacharea. Imo, just come to mighty, you don't have to be matriach yourself. Avali nakte chayev ladrui, if you came into your hand, then you have to go return it. Not sure you get to keep it. And the one who learned out, the meaning Rabbi Huda, who learned out that someone less than Shavu Puta, you don't have to, he learned it from Matzasa. Hi, Asher Tovad, my Avadle. What is it with the word Asher Tovad? Rabbi Yochanan, he's a for Rabbi Yochanan. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Meshum, Meshum, Men Yochai. Bar Yochai, Minain la Veda Shishtatfa Nar Shehi Mutaris. How do you know that if you have a river goes and takes away this thing that you go to Mutu, whoever finds it? Shinamar, King Tassel Cholavisachicha, Asher Tovad, Men Matzasa. So do with all the things that are lost from your brother and you found. Misha Vuda Menu Matsuya Tokaladam, so much is lost from found for everyone. Yatsuzu, excluding this thing, shall Buddha Amen is lost from Vaina Matsuya to call them San Matsuya for every particular person. I, V'idach, namely Rabbi Yehuda, who learns out something less than a Shavu Pruta from Umatsasa. Hi, the Rabbi Noi Minoli. Has you learn at the din of Rabbi Noi that you get to keep it, even you don't have to give it to a guy? Navkalei Umatsasa. He learns it from the word umatsasa. Good, it says matsasa. Why does it say umatsasa? V'idach, and the other one who says, hi, the Rabbi Yochanan minalei binitanakama, who says the lesson of a puta, he learns it from the word which says it's lost. What does he learn at the din of Rabbi Yochanan? Nafkalei, what was it then of Rabbi Yochanan? That if it's lost by the river, that you can go by the nahar comes and takes it. And what does he learn it from? Nafkalei, mim, from the word mimenu, from him. From him. V'idach, Rabbi Huda. Let him also learn out from the word mimenu. No, mimenu lo mashmal. He says, no, that's not enough to go out and learn something out from. So all of that was one way to understand the difference between the Tanakh and Rabbi Huda. Rava Amar, Pruta, Shehuzla, Ikebenau. The difference between them is, let's say, if this lost object was a Pruta, but then it went down in value. When it was lost, it was worth a pruta. But then, after it went down, Rashi says, the b'shas ha-vedesh of a pruta, or b'shas metzia, who's by the time you found it, it's already less than that. Mandam and me'ashe tova, the one who says, v'netanakamba, that we learn out that something which is less than a shavu pruta from that which is lost, ika, he would say that there's a chiyav to go and to return it over here. Because it all depends on the time that the thing was actually lost. A man da amr me umatsasa, from the time you found it, leka, because the time you find it, it's not worth the shavu pruta, therefore you don't have to return it, you can keep it yourself. Frek the Gemara, ulaman da amr asher tovad, but even according to one who says that the miyot is from asher tovad, haba inu matsasa, it has to be that you found it, which means that when you find it, that it's worth the shavu pruta. But like, it's not worth the shavu pruta. So according to both of them, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, there's no chiyuv to return it when you find it, it's no longer worth the shavu pruta. Ella pruta shahukra ikabenayu. Oh, the difference between them would be when the pruta went up in value. Meaning when it was lost, it was less than a shavu pruta. When it's found, it's more. Manda amar umatsasa. According to the one who says, we learn it from umatsasa ika. Because now the time you find it, it's worth a shavu pruta. Therefore, you'd have to go ahead and return to Amanda Amitanakama. She told it goes according to when it was lost. Leka, you don't have it because at that time it wasn't worth the shavu pruta. Therefore, you don't have to go and to return it. Frankly, Gemara, the same thing we asked before, just the opposite. Amanda Amitanakama, according to one who says, Amitanakama, that the miyot is from and you found it. It has to also fit the category of a shetovad that Veleka, and you don't have that over here. Meaning it's got to be the value of a shavu pruta when it was lost. And here you don't have that. So again, Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda would say there's no chiyuv to return it if it wasn't with the shavu pruta when it was lost. Let's try answer number three. What's the difference between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda within where they're learning out their words, whether it's a shetovet or umatsasa, as per what was the value? Oh, it's got to be with the shavu pruta. Elapruta, Shahukra, Vahuzla, Vahazra, Hukra, Ikamanau. Whoa, whoa, weewa. Rather, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about where you have something that was worth a pruta, went down in value, and then went back up in value. Manda Amar Ashertovad, according to one who says, we learned out the miyot from Ashertovad, Ika. You'd have to go and return it, because at the time it was lost, it was worth a shavu pruta. And now it's worth a shavu pruta when you're finding it, and therefore you have to return it. Umandaru matsasa, according to one who says, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, that the miyot is you found it, ba'ina de isba shir mitzia, mishasa veda ve'achas mitzia. It's got to be that it had what's called a mitzia, it had the value of mitzia from the time it was lost until the time it gets found. That's the umatsasa, right? And you found it. It's continuous from the beginning until it's found. From its lost, it's found. It's got to have that value. And if it goes down and comes back up, you do not have to return it. Period on that for now. Iboiluhu, the Kaman asks a question. Simin, simanim, doraisa, or derabanan. Finally, let's get into this again. Simanim, are they doraisa, derabanan? We saw earlier this discussion in Daf Yud Ches, and we didn't have an answer of it, so let's take a look and see. Says the Gemara, my nafkamina. Who cares? What's the difference? Beep, turn the page. Chafzayan Mabayis. And for the Gemara, la duri get isha b'simanim, to return a get, a woman's get, with simanim. Rashi says, she'avid min ha-shliach. Ha-shliach's on the way to give her the get, and he loses it. Ha-meviyo called the b'shasa before he gives it to her, and he says, oh, yeah, I can give a simon to tell you know what it is. Iyamai t'araisa manajminan. If you say it's daraisa, you go and you return it. Iyamai t'arabanan, but if you say there's just a rabanan, you don't give it back. Ki'ov rabanan tekante, because when was it that the rabanan allowed you to be involved with simanim? That's b'mamona. That's when you're dealing with keshmani. Says Rashi, because based on the ability of hefker, based on hefker, they can uproot the money and they can deal with it, no problem. I'll be sura loven rabbanan tekante. When it comes to in iser, we're dealing with this woman, it's going to be with the Ashes Ish now. They don't make this takana, this darabanan takana, to go out to return it. Therefore, if it's daraisa, return it. And if it's darabanan, you can't return it because it's not strong enough. Really, on a daraisa level, she'd still be married and only be darabanan. We allow her to be some, but then we have a problem and she's going to be, it's of Ashes Ish. That we don't mess with. Tashima, let's try to find an answer. We saw in our Mishnah that it said that the statement of Afa Silma Isa Bechlal Kaledu, Silma was included in all these. Volme Yatz says, why did you bring it out? Lahakash Lahat to make a Hekash. Volme Yatz would say, Ma Samlim Yuchadash Yishla Simonim Yishla Tovim, just like a Simla has Simonim as signs and has Tovim Pyodar Tovea, Chayv Lachas Yivdim Machas, I've called Davish Yishla Simonim Yishla Tovim, Chayv Lachas. You have to go ahead and you'd have to announce. Clearly, straight up then, simanim are d'oraisa, because we're using this word to teach us this idea. Says Gemara, no, not a raya. Tana tovim itzduchale. The Iker Nekuda that he's teaching us was the idea of the tovim. You have to have something being tovea. Rashi says that tovim itzduchale, kura litovin also. It's coming to tell you, le'mu'ute mide de'ayush, Mafker, it's coming to be Mamayat in the case of someone who's Mayayish and he's Mafker, because no one's Tovayat anymore. And Simanim Kidi Nasba, that just came out Agav. Rashi says, below Mikra, Elas Mechinu Akra Ba'alma. It's just a smicha, you know, it's like a smachta that we have over here, but not really a Daraisa. It's an Agav point. So you have no Rai over here, this is Daraisa. Toshima Chamor b'siman Ukaf. We said that the Chamor you can get back with the Simon of the Ukaf of the saddle. That's just Dukamin el Chamor b'siman Ukaf asa. And that's pretty straightforward. Daraisa. No. Ema be'ede Ukaf. Maybe what it means is the Edim who recognize it. But the simanim is just a derabanan dika thing. Rashi says, "Ema be'ide ukaf, em yesh edim amakirin b'tviyos ayin leukaf shehu shalo machzirin lo as a chamor." But not when it comes to the simon. Tashma, let's try again. V'haya imcha ad drosh achicha oso. Oh, it says that this lost object, the pasuk says, right? If we read the whole pasuk, it says, "V'im lo kar v'chicha elecha v'lo yedato v'asavto el toch pesecha." V'haya imcha ad drosh achicha oso v'shiv asalo. Right, wait till he asks for it and then give it back. So, yeah, that's what we do. Now, v'chisala daitach, what, does it come up in your mind? Would you have thought, sheyitnu lo kodem shidrushenu? They're going to give it to before he asks for it? Of course not. So then what's telling you? Ella darsheyu imramayhu o eino ramay. Rashi says, Darsheyu, that is Vahachi Mashma ad Drosh Achicha, Oso ad Drosh Chacha as Achicha. So you should go ahead and you have to now investigate to go ahead. You keep it until you investigate to make sure that he really is his or not. My love is Simanim, is the way that we're darshaning to see if this guy belongs to him with Simanim, right? So this guy must be coming. The Torah says that he knows some Simanim over here, and that's enough to go and to keep it. Therefore, it's Daraisa. Let him bring Edom that belongs to him. Okay, let's try again. Toshima ein meidin ella al partzuf aponim imachotem afabishi simonim bekufo ubekelov. Shema minam is simanim lav da'oraisa. Terrible, terrible situation over here. The Gemara in Yevam, stuff kuf ches. We saw this that ein meidim rashes al adam shemes lahasis ishto elim kain ro partsuf panov shehu. You can't go ahead and allow a woman to remarry someone, even if you see this guy that he's killed and whatever it is, but you have to make sure that you see how much. You have to see the face, and including in the face, you have to see the nose. Even though there's simon on his body, or let's say on his clothing, you have like a tattoo, chalila, you know, but something like that, a birthmark. Shmaminu simon lav daraisa. It must be that simonim are not a daraisa because we don't allow it to be used. Says Gemara, Amri, not a rag, because Gufo da'aruch v'gutz kelev de'chashinan l'she'elah. When we say like a simon on his body, we're talking about the guy was tall, the guy was short. Rashi says she'ain's a simon. Sharbei ruchim v'gutzin. Yeah, she says a lot of people are tall or short. Kelev, meaning begad of Rashi says the chashinan l'she'elah. Maybe he borrowed it. Rashi says shem hishilam la'acher v'oso acher ro shemes. And the other person, it's this other guy that you're seeing that's dead, but not the one who owns the clothing. So really, maybe Simon Amar Daraisa, but these themselves weren't a Raya. So this isn't a Raya to say that Simon are not Daraisa. This is just the reason why we wouldn't say it there. So it's going, if you're really worried that maybe someone borrowed it, Chamor b'Simon Yukav Heich Mehatrinan. How are you returning the Chamor because of the saddle? Maybe it was lent. Amri Ukav Lo Shulin Sheukfana. People don't do such things. People don't borrow and, you know, lend out saddles. Bishum de misak of leila chamre, because it like scratches up the donkey, because it has to be the proper size to do such a thing, and therefore when it's there, we say that it belongs to him. Yibay seima kelav, or maybe you could say that this dead body, the kelav, the clothing that over there, bechivrei vasumke, is. The simon that was being given was, oh, they're white, or that they're red, and therefore that's not going to be enough. Rashi says, that ain't the simon, shahar bekeli, it's just not specific enough, therefore it's no good. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question that we say, so, okay, then if something was borrowed, then maybe, you know, we should be worried that maybe it was borrowed, therefore it's not considered a simon, and we gave an exception that it's a saddle. That's okay, that's a simon, because people don't do that when it comes to the saddle. But respect the Gemara, all the time, looks at a braisa, matzu kosher bekis, oba arniku betabas. Let's say you have a shliach, that he goes, he's bringing a get, then he loses it, and he finds it tied to a kiss, a money bag, or to a arniki, a wallet, or to a tabas, or to a ring that people had. Rashi says, "Shalich mi v'get v'avad imen alach hazman matzu kasher b'kis shelo or b'arniki." Then, "O shamatzu bein kelev," where he finds it with his other stuff. Rashi says, "Kli tashmisho shebebeso afilu zman ruba." Even if it's after a very long time, kasher, it's going to be good. Rashi says, "Afagav the time relich chov zayin mi v'get v'avad imenu matzu l'zman ruba pasul hacha kasher." It's going to be kasher. Why it's going to be kosher? V'isakatay the chashin l'shele, but we're worried about maybe people lend things out. Kimatzu kosher b'kis amay kosher. If you find it that with his money back, why is it good? Why don't we say that it was lent out? Oh, that he lent it. Rashi says shem hishel kiso l'achav hu kosher bo, and therefore it's not good. Says Gemara Amri kis va'arniki v'tabas lo mishalin shei. People don't loan these things out. Kis va'arniki mishom de misamne, the money bag in the purse, because this is Rashi says that it's like superstitious. Minachshe v'omer simin la'odom shemash kisor mokel la'maslo. If I give him, I'm giving over my mazel also. V'tabas mishom de mizayif. I'm going to give over the signet ring because people are going to be forging letters left and right. Rashi shahi l'chol ish kosam nikar. V'tabas, each one had their own ring. Shishloach shum davar sasam. It's going to mess things up over here. So again, a question was that we're worried people are going to lend things if it's not a good simon, only the ukaf say no, these other things also are other exceptions to that rule. Okay, next to our simonim daraisa derabanan lema ketanoim. Let's see the machlokas ketanoim. Ein meiden ala shuma. This is all back to that same Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Ches over there. Rashi says Meidin Ala Shuma Meidin Ala Isha La Asiya V'Amra Simin Ayubo Shuma Be'Ever Ploni. He had this type of mark, like a birthmark or something. Shuma V'Ro Belas. So one of them, first we say that what? That you're not allowed to be made on a Shuma on this mark. V'Elazar Ben Abayi said you're allowed to it. My lab, I come in for the Tanakama Savar, Simanim Dirabanan, therefore you can't be made on it. Velozman Vaisavar, Simadarai, so therefore you can be made on it. Beautiful, so therefore you have a Machlokas Tanayim. And for the Gemara, Marav, the Kulayama Simon Daraisa. No, really, we could say everyone says it's Daraisa. Vacha Bashuman Mitsuim, the Ben Gilo Kamifigli. But here we're dealing with a, if you have an identical mark that's found on the body of someone's friend. Rashi explains, what does that mean, Ben Gilo? We've seen this in the past. Hanolad b'shaitil shanotol b'mazel achad. If they're both born in the same mazel, then maybe they have the same markings over there. And therefore, really, it's a daraisa. But over here, when you have a shuma Ben Gilo, myself a shuma mitzvah Ben Gilo, one of them says that, yeah, you'll find it in the Ben Gilo. Myself a shuma ain't a mitzvah Ben Gilo, and therefore it's considered enough of a marking. Okay, by same, some say, the kule am a shuma ain't a mitzvah Ben Gilo. Really, it's not found with Ben Gilo. But here the machlokas says, whether or not, the simon will change after they die. Myself a simon is a shuma ain't a. Some say that it's going to change after they die, and therefore that can be able to be a simon anymore. So someone ain't assuming the shtanas lachamisa, it's not going to change afterwards. You have this birthmark that it's going to stay there, and you can rely on it, even a daraisa shtickle. Yibay Sam, a third answer, the kulei amashuma ain't assuming the shtanas lachamisa, it's not going to change after death. V'simanim derabanan, and really everyone else is derabanan. V'hacha b'shuma simon muvakukamifugi. But here the machlokas is whether or not this marking, this birthmark, is considered muvak. It's considered very unique. As she says, "Va'afilu simanim derabanan yeshes mechazeh." Even though simanim derabanan, we can rely on this. Ma'asav hashuma siman muvaku, that this type of birthmark is a muvak, and therefore enough to go and have them remarried. Ma'asav hashuma lav siman muvaku, it's not considered a siman muvak to be able to go out and to remarry. This is pretty amazing. If you want to say simanim derabanan, still you can rely on it if it's a very clear identifying mark. Even by Yisurim, even a woman issues this issue. Amar Rava, Rava says, "In Tim Salomar, Simanim Lav Daraisa. If we say they're not Daraisa, Heichem Adrudin Avedita B'Simanim. Then how is it that we can return a lost object when it comes to a simon? Why is that good enough?" Rashi explains, "Klomar." When it says Heichem Adrudin, Klomar, my Takanu Roch Hachamim B'Davar. Why? What fixing? What are they fixing up? Did they see Likanis B'Suffik to enter into the Suffik Lahachser Mamun L'Mishen Shlo to return money that doesn't belong to somebody? You might be returning the wrong money to the wrong person. I mean, the money's the wrong person. And for the Gemara, Denicha Le Lamotzei Aveda, Denedar B'Simanim, it's the one who finds it is okay. He's fine with going to go and return with the simon. Why? In order that, Kehechi Dichi Avda Leila, today, when he loses something, Nami Le'adru Le B'Simanim, they're going to return it to him with the simon also. In fact, the Gemara, Amalei Rav Safa L'Rava, V'chi Adam Ose Tova La'atzma V'mamun She'inu Shalom? What do we care if this guy's happy or he's not happy? What are you talking about? He says, V'chi Adam Ose Ubinikusa Demotzi, it's good for him, Ma'ich Baslan. Like, what does it matter if it's good? He likes it, doesn't like it. What, a person, he's doing a tova for himself with property that doesn't belong to him? Ella nicha leila bala veda. That means the one who really owns it, he's happy, lemeav simanim lemishkele, that the chachamim set up, that he can give simanim, that he owns it, and thereby be able to get it, may the yada de edom lesle, because he knows that he has no edom over here to say that it's his. So may Marim is going to say, kuliyam elo yada simanim uvakam nida. Nobody knows its signs, you know, it's clear simanim uvakam. Va'ana, Yahivna Simanim Uvakam Didah Shkanalat. Therefore, I'm going to give it to them, and I'm going to be able to get it. Pretty much, if we left it at the idea of Daraisa, that you have to have Edom over there, then it's going to get, no one's going to be able to return anything. And therefore, people pretty much agree to the fact that if you give a good enough simon over here, we're going to give it to you, even though maybe there's going to be some sort of lie that's happening in order to be able to move forward. In fact, the Gemara, El Hada Tanah, but in fact, we went to the Mishnah, Daf Chaf, Amashim Gamliel Omer, Echad Alova Mishlosha, Yachzir Lelova, Shlosha Shlova Mina Echad, Yachzir Lemalve. That let's say a person finds three shtaros about one person who borrowed from three different people, then you go and give it back to the borrower because it's his. But shlosha, but if you have three shtaros of three people who borrowed from one person, yachsa lemalveh, you give it back to the lender, right? Since the three shtaros all seem to be the same lender, so we say that it's, okay, that's who it is. Nicha le lalova la dure le lemalve. Question mark, wrong trap. We said that if you have three people who borrowed from one person, you give back to the malfa. What is it? Is the one who borrowed happy that it came back to the one who lent him the money? If it was never returned to him, he can never get the money from him. So why would that be? Amarava hasam svaro. Over there it's svara to say you give it to them. Echad alova mishloshe yachzil alova. The gabi alova shchiche. Right? Where you said that one borrowed from three, you give it back to the borrower because it makes sense. The three shtaros with the same name of the same borrower, it belongs to the borrower. Gabi malva lo shchiche. It doesn't make sense that the malva should have it. Shmami nomi lova nafel. And shlosha shalova mi echad yachzil la malva. The gabi malva shchiche. Gabi lova lo shchiche. It doesn't make sense that should be the case. So don't try to knock it off because of this logical deduction that we made before. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. Alahad Tanan. But what about the fact that something that we learned in a Mishnah again earlier, that Matzah Tachrich Shel Shtaros, we found this roll of Shtaros there. Yeah, you find these roll of Shtaros. Oh, Aguda Shel Shtaros is this bundle of Shtaros. We said that the Simanim are the number of Shtaros that are there and or the way that it's folded up. Harei Zeh Yach, so you're going to return it. You want to say also over here that the one who borrows is happy with his derabbanan to return it to the one who lent it. Top Rashi says that what's happening over here is we're returning because of the simon. Ve'im nasan malve. Simon machzir and lov v'i nafel mine delove mi nichalei to have a hachta kanta then hadre b'simon is good for him to return v'ha nichalei then have a biyada motzi leolam. It's better to keep it in his hands forever. So if your whole thing you want to say is derabbanan, but it's just like, oh, it's nicha, it's good for them, and therefore we're good with it. Seemingly this isn't working anymore. Ella marava, Rava says, okay, nechinami, this is not a good answer. You have to come up with something else. Simonim de'al raisa. Whoa, they are de'al raisa. Tichsev, as the pasuk says, so it should be with you until your brothers come and they seek it. What do you think? You're going to give them before they sought after it? Ella Dorsheu Imramayu or Inramai. Investigate if he's a liar in a liar. Laba Simonim. Business we're talking about with Simonim. Shema Amina. So we learn from here that Simonim are the Oraisa. The Ritva on this says that even though we brought this before and we knocked it out, but we tried replacing it with showing the Durabunan thing, and now that we didn't come up with a plausible Durabunan shtickle of here, must be that this actually is a good answer, and therefore at this stage we're saying that yes, the Simanim are de Oraisa. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day. Amarava Imtim Salom Simanim Daraisa. If you want to say Simanim Daraisa, says Rashi, Rebusa Nakatafil Armina Daraisa, Filahachi Edom Adifi, Kin Mefarish Vazel Simanim Be'edom Yinasan Baledim. We're going to see, like, if Edom come and say, someone gives a Sim, one gives Edom, then Edom go more. So there's a Chiddush to say that even if it's Daraisa, Edom still are going to be better than that. So now, says Gemara, Imtim Salom Simanim Daraisa, Frekting where Imtim Salom Ha Pashit Lo Simon Deraisa. Rabbi himself is the one who just said that they're Deraisa. No, Mishab Dikil, remember Kitashanina, because you could ask the Kash, like we said before, that maybe what it means is that you have to go and you have to investigate, you have to check it out, and maybe that means with Edom. You use the Pasuk, Josh Achicha, maybe that means with Edom, therefore you don't have a full fledged Rai over here. But even if you want to say it's Deraisa, Simonim is Simonim Yaniach. Let's say you have two people coming together and each one gives Simonim. Each one goes opposite to. I give a simon for it, and you give a simon for it. What do? Yaniach Hachiyav Eliyahu, you leave it to Eliyahu, and now he comes. Simanav Eidim, Yirasan Lebal Eidim. Let's say you come with Simanav, I come with Eidim, you give it to him with Eidim. Simanav Simanav Eirechad. Let's say if one person comes with Simanav, the other one comes with Simanav, no one else, and he has an Eirechad. So in such a case, Eirechad come out the less of them, it's like he's not there, and the same thing, Yaniach, you leave it. Eidi Arigav Eidim Afil. Let's say someone says they have Eidim that this clothing was weaved by him, and the other one has an aid that it fell from him. Then Tinosan Leidin, if you give it to one who it fell from, Darmina and Zibun is up, they can say, because, yeah, the guy had it, but then he sold it to him. It fell from someone else. Minas Argumin is Rachel. Well, let's say someone gives the measurement of the length and one gives the measurement of the Rachel, of the width of it. Right, she says, Ze Omer Midas Arkov, Ze Omer Midas Rachel. What do you do? What do you do? Tinas alamei azarko. You give it to one who gives the length of it. And demidas rachbo shiura komeshayla kad mechase lemar v'kai. You look at the person, you can see how wide it is. Harder to see how long it is. Even this arko lo mishtaer la, but you started to be able to tell what the length is. Therefore, that's a bit of raya. Midas arko, midas rachbo, midas gamov. Let's say if one person says the arach and the rachav, and the other one says the gamov. The gamov means what's the arach and the rachav together. It's one of the letters gamma. Rashi points out a Greek letter. So one's being more specific, one's being less specific. And us in the Midas Arko Rachva, that's much more specific. Midas Arko, Midas Rachva, Midas Mishka Losav. So someone says the length and the width. Someone else says how much it weighs. And us in the Midas Mishka Losav, you give it to the one who says the amount that it weighs, a lot more specific. Vu Omer, now, what happens in the case? Hu Omer, Simon Eget, Vu Omer, Simon Eget, let's say you have this get, and each one gives a simon for the get. Rashi says, Hu Omer, Simon Eget, Vu Omer, Mimeni Nafal, Shinim Lachti. It fell for me, and I changed my mind, I don't want to give it. And she says, you have someone to get to me, many enough, it fell for me, you give it to me, it's already divorced. You know, suddenly you give it to her, because Rashi says, who knows no, v'yodea simanim, v'aval, he, imlo nasu la, he knows the simon because he's giving it, but if she knows it, then the only way she can know is if it was already given to her. So therefore, you go and you believe her in such a case. What exactly is the simon we're believing her in? Elaim would be this arko v'racho, we're going to say it's the width and the height of it, right? How the size of it. Maybe she saw it when he was holding onto it, therefore it's not a raya. Ella neck of Yeshbo Bitsad Osploni, when he says that there's a hole by this particular letter, there's no way of her knowing unless she had it. Who omer simani achut v'yomer simani achut? If they both say the simon of the chut that was connecting it, Rashi Shaget Koshaba, it's tied with this schut, you know, so you give it to her because again, it makes sense for him to know it, but it makes less sense for her to know it. But my, what simon is she giving? Elim and Bechivro Besimkov, she's giving it, oh, it was a white thread or it was a red thread. She saw it because you can see the color of it. Elim and Midas Arko, that's not good enough. So, Elim and Midas Arko, it's talking about the length of it. If you know the length of it, that's pretty good. Hu Omer Bechafisa, Rashi says that Matzasa was found in a Chafisa in a bag, made of a skin bag. She also says that Dinas Elo give to him, my time, why? Because me the other, she knows. The Kol Ma De Islay, anytime he has his important shtaros, Chafisa Utamanchalei, she's been married to him. She knows he keeps it in that thing, and therefore it's not a raya that it belongs to, it was given to her. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.